Hi, it's Ken Oakle with the 2-Minute Takeaway Podcast. Today's episode is called Leadership, Your Trash is Not Treasure. If you're a leader, then you are going to encounter people who are going to offer to give you stuff. This could range from a special deal to strategic advice. I'm reminded of my days of helping with hurricane relief efforts. During a 2-year period a few years back, America was hit by several storms, including Hurricane Katrina. We were transported to those who were hurting, and many felt they had to do something to help. Some started collection drives for those who had lost everything. Now, while the idea was a thoughtful one, having a first-hand chance to see it executed changed my opinion, because most people used it as an excuse to give away their trash. I don't think they thought they were passing on junk. Some may have felt that those who lost everything needed a stained wedding dress, T-shirts with obscene slogans, and mismatched pairs of shoes. Yes, I saw all of those things, and none of them ever went to hurricane victims. They went in the trash. People overvalued their clothes, especially those they don't wear anymore. You know, it's just hanging in the closet. Before accepting help from outsiders, consider these tips. Will the offer solve a problem or create one? Think of a software upgrade. It may improve some things, but will it still support your existing programs and emails? Are you ready? We often think of change happening at a measured rate, but that's rarely the case. Things can go from small to huge very quickly. Let's say your favorite ice cream parlor decided to give away free ice cream for a day. The turnout would likely be much higher than an ordinary day. Did you make sure that you had enough ice cream and could handle the larger crowds? Is there a chance that the giveaway might keep some of your loyal customers from coming in? In the ice cream example and many other situations, you need to be sure that your current staffing levels can accommodate the new practice or process. Often, the person who agrees to the upgrade has no idea about the answer. When the orders to implement are passed down, they are not perceived as optional by managers. They tell their staff to add it to their plate of duties. Despite their efforts, something either didn't get done or is now done poorly as a result of the increased workload. Bottom line, not all offers of help will help you. Would you like to bring me to your next meeting as a keynote or breakout presentation? Find out more about me and my presentations at my website, kenokle.com. While there, you can also watch some clips of me in action and find out more about my book, Stuck on Yellow. It gives you 26 productivity principles you can use right away. And don't forget about my YouTube channel. That's also under my name, Ken Oakle. Our weekly productivity series is very popular. I'm Ken Oakle. Take care.